Wait, let's unpack this. 5.6 million. That's the headline-grabbing numbers swirling around the recent data breach at Yale New Haven Health. But honestly, what does a number that vast even mean when we're talking about our names, our addresses, the very basics of who we are ending up exposed? It feels almost abstract, doesn't it?
It really does. It's a scale that's, well, it's hard to grasp. To put it in perspective, that's roughly the entire population of a major city, maybe like Los Angeles, suddenly having their personal details potentially in the wrong hands. That kind of gives you a sense of the sheer volume, you know, and the potential reach of this incident.
Exactly. So for this deep dive, we're not just going to throw numbers at you. We're going to try and get into the heart of this recently reported breach. We've looked at the official statement from Yale New Haven Health to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office for Civil Rights and the news reports covering it. Our mission is pretty straightforward. Extract what's truly important, understand what this could mean for you, the listener, and identify the bigger picture lessons about security and healthcare. We want to arm you with the crucial info without getting, you know, too bogged down in the really deep tech stuff.
And just to set the stage, this wasn't something that just happened overnight. Unusual activity was first flagged back on March 8th of this year, 2025, and the process of actually informing the millions of affected individuals only started in April. So yeah, it's a very current situation still unfolding.
Right. So let's get down to what actually happened. The reports are classifying this as a hacking IT incident. So not someone like physically breaking into a filing cabinet, but something happening within their computer system.
Exactly. A digital intrusion.
And as we've said, over 5.6 million people were impacted. That number is just staggering. When we look at what kind of information was involved, the list is, well, it's pretty extensive. Mm-hmm. We're talking full names, dates of birth, where people live, phone numbers, email addresses, even details like race or ethnicity and medical record numbers. That's a lot of personal stuff.
It is a significant amount of identifying information, absolutely. However, it's also really worth noting what the reports indicate wasn't compromised, specifically social security numbers, financial account details, and what they're calling core medical information, like detailed diagnoses or treatment notes.
Okay, so maybe on the surface, that sounds like a bit of a relief, right? No SSNs, no bank accounts. But even without those specific pieces of data, it still feels like a major problem. Why is that still so significant?
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely better that SSNs and financial data weren't exposed, no question. But the combination of everything else, your name, address, date of birth, phone, email, even that medical record number, well, that's incredibly valuable to bad actors. Mm-hmm. Imagine getting a very personalized email or even a phone call. It seems legitimate because maybe it references your medical record number or your recent visit.
Ah, okay. It makes phishing attempts way more convincing.
Exactly. Much more believable. It dramatically increases the risk of someone falling victim to identity theft down the line, or maybe a highly sophisticated phishing attack designed to trick them into giving up more sensitive info.
Yeah.
It's all about building a profile, you know? Even with seemingly less critical data points, they can piece things together.
That really highlights the potential domino effect, doesn't it? Okay, so we have a sense of the scale and the type of data. Let's talk about the timeline and how Yale New Haven Health responded. You mentioned the unusual activity on March 8th. What steps did they take then?
Well, the timeline suggests a fairly immediate reaction. Yale New Haven Health has stated they moved quickly to isolate the potential threat, and they launched a full-scale investigation right away. Standard procedure, really.
Did they bring in outside help? Law enforcement?
Yes, they involved law enforcement. Their chief compliance and privacy officer, Sherry Coombs, mentioned that. That's also a pretty standard and important step in these kinds of cyber incidents.
And from what we understand, their day-to-day operations, like patient care, weren't significantly disrupted in the long run.
That seems to be the case. Importantly, the reports mentioned that their main electronic health record system, Epic, remained unaffected.
Oh, that's huge.
It is. That's obviously crucial for doctors and nurses to continue looking after patients without interruption. Maintaining care is the absolute top priority.
Makes sense.
And they also establish resources to support the millions affected. There's a dedicated website and a phone call center.
Right. You mentioned the number. We should probably say it again.
Yeah. It's 1-855-549-2678. That's the place for anyone listening who might have concerns or questions to get official information and guidance.
Good. Now, with an incident affecting this many people, legal action is almost inevitable, isn't it?
Almost always, yeah.
And there are already reports of a federal class action lawsuit. Michael Liparullo is named as the lead plaintiff. What are the main arguments being made there? What are the lawyers saying went wrong?
So the core argument in that lawsuit seems to be that this data breach wasn't just, you know, bad luck, it was preventable. The claim is that Yale New Haven Health allegedly failed to put in place cybersecurity measures that are considered, well, industry standard.
Like what specifically?
The lawsuit specifically points to a lack of network segmentation.
Segmentation, right. Like internal firewalls.
Exactly. Think of it like having secure bulkheads on a ship. If one part is breached, the attackers can't easily spread to other sensitive areas. And the suit also mentions the absence of full encryption for the stored personal data.
Meaning the data wasn't scrambled.
Right. Encryption would essentially scramble the information, making it useless even if someone managed to access it without permission. The suit alleges this wasn't fully implemented for the compromised data.
Hmm. Now, this isn't the first time Yale New Haven Health has been in the news for a cybersecurity issue, is it? Didn't they have a smaller breach reported last year?
That's a really important piece of context, yes. Last year's breach, it affected just under 110,000 individuals, so much smaller scale.
Right.
But that incident actually had a significant knock-on effect on a major business deal. Yale New Haven Health cited that breach, among other reasons, for backing out of an agreement to acquire Prospect Medical Holdings.
Wow. Okay. So that previous breach had real financial consequences.
Absolutely. And as the recording shows, that deal collapsing had serious consequences for Prospect, leading to hospital closures and even facility auctions in Connecticut and Pennsylvania.
So it connects. The history matters here.
It definitely adds a layer. While smaller, that previous incident highlighted potential vulnerabilities, you know, and it raises concerns, fairly or unfairly, about the overall security posture leading up to this much larger breach.
It really does paint a picture, doesn't it? These aren't just isolated incidents happening in some IT vacuum. They have real-world consequences rippling out. And this latest breach, the massive one, it wasn't contained to just one hospital within the Yale New Haven Health System, was it? It's spread across their network.
That's correct. The breach affected multiple entities under their umbrella. We're talking Bridgeport Hospital, Greenwich Hospital, Lawrence Plus Memorial Hospital, the main Yale New Haven Hospital itself, Westerly Hospital over in Rhode Island, and also the Northeast Medical Group.
So pretty much the whole system.
It underscores how interconnected these large healthcare systems are. A security weakness in one area can potentially expose data across the entire organization.
And just to really hammer home the sheer scale we're talking about, the reporting highlighted something quite striking. The number of individuals affected over 5.6 million that actually surpasses the total number of inpatient and outpatient visits across all those facilities for the entire fiscal year of 2023.
Think about that. Yeah, more individual records compromised than the total number of patient encounters in a whole year.
It's mind-boggling.
It truly illustrates the massive digital footprint these organizations have now and the sheer volume of personal information they handle constantly. This incident really serves like a stark reminder, I think, of the critical need for robust cybersecurity across the entire healthcare landscape. It's not just about protecting data, it's about protecting people and maintaining trust.
So looking forward then, what kind of steps should healthcare organizations be prioritizing to, you know, try and prevent these kinds of large-scale breaches? The source material touches on some key measures.
Absolutely. Several fundamental security practices are crucial, things like multi-factor authentication, MFA.
Right, needing more than just a password.
Exactly. Like getting a code sent to your phone. It's basic, but highly effective. Regular security audits are also essential to proactively find and fix weaknesses. Then there's implementing advanced endpoint detection and response, or EDR systems. Those help monitor and neutralize threats in real time on computers and devices.
And what about the human element?
Crucial. Perhaps most importantly, ongoing and comprehensive staff training, teaching everyone how to spot phishing attempts, social engineering tactics, because human error is so often exploited by cybercriminals.
Yeah, that makes sense. The information we looked at even mentioned a company, Technegian, outlining the types of cybersecurity services they offer. Not as an endorsement, obviously, but it gives us a tangible idea of the kinds of solutions out there.
Exactly. It helps illustrate the practical side. Technegian lists several key services aimed at bolstering healthcare cybersecurity. Things like 24/7 security monitoring, often called SUSOC service, adopting a zero trust architecture.
Zero trust, what's that, basically?
It's a security model built on the principle of never trust, always verify. Doesn't assume anything inside the network is safe.
Got it.
They also mention assisting with IPA compliance, developing incident response and recovery plans so you know what to do when something happens, and implementing data encryption and network segmentation.
Which brings us back to what the lawsuit alleged was missing.
Precisely. It gives us a clearer picture of the practical steps organizations can and arguably should take to strengthen their defenses.
Okay, so to really pull all this together and make sure we've hit the key points, the source material had a useful FAQ section. Let's just quickly run through those essential facts, Q&A style. First up, when did this breach actually occur, or when was it found?
It was detected on March 8th, 2025.
And a big number again. How many individuals were affected?
Approximately 5,556,702 people, just over 5.5 million.
Okay. And what specific types of personal data were compromised?
It includes names, dates of birth, addresses, email addresses, phone numbers, information on race or ethnicity, and medical record numbers.
And that critical question for many. Were Social Security numbers or financial details accessed?
No. Yale New Haven Health has stated that that particularly sensitive information was not compromised in this incident.
Okay. And has there been any legal action taken?
Yes, definitely. Mm. At least two federal lawsuits have been filed, including that class action lawsuit we discussed, alleging negligence.
Right. And finally, what's the advice for patients who think they might have been affected?
The main advice is to closely monitor their credit reports. Be really vigilant for any suspicious emails or communications, potential phishing or identity theft attempts. And they can reach out to that dedicated call center again, 1-855-549-2678, for more information and support.
So wrapping this up,
yeah.
Even if you, the listener, weren't directly caught up in this specific Yale New Haven health breach, it's pretty clear this is a really significant event. It just throws such a bright spotlight on the ever-increasing risks and challenges we all face in safeguarding our personal information in this digital world, especially in critical sectors like healthcare.
Absolutely. We trust these organizations with incredibly sensitive details about ourselves.
Yeah.
And it really leaves us with a crucial thought, doesn't it? Considering how frequent and frankly sophisticated these cyber attacks are becoming, what responsibility do each of us have in protecting our own digital lives? And, you know, what bigger questions does an incident of the sheer magnitude raise about the future?
Yeah.
How do we balance the convenience and accessibility of our personal health data with the absolute necessity of keeping it secure? It's a tough balance.
It really is.
Yeah.
Something for all of us to think about.